Today we celebrate one of the big solemnities in the liturgical year, the Epiphany of the Lord. And yet I think we have to recognize that it does not necessarily feel as important and solemn as maybe some of the other big solemnities that perhaps we celebrate a little bit more. And yet it is a very important one. In the early church, some people used to call the Solemnity of the Nativity and the Epiphany the twin festivity. So let us try as much as we can to grasp the importance, the real importance of this celebration for us today. What we celebrate in its essence is very simple: the manifestation of Jesus as Christ, as a Savior for everyone. So Epiphany actually means just that, manifestation. So it is a universal manifestation of Jesus as the Savior for everyone. And in the fact that his manifestation, the manifestation of his love, is universal, maybe we can find two important elements. The first one, very obvious, the fact that Jesus came for all. So there is no one, and this might sound politically incorrect, but yes, there is no culture or no individual who has not been redeemed by Christ and who has not been called to know him and follow him. And the second point is that he comes to redeem our whole life, everything in our lives, not just some aspects that seem easier, not just that part, so to speak, of our life, of our heart that feels more naturally attracted to spiritual things. But Jesus came to save everything in our lives, to redeem and to elevate everything. So everything that is truly human has been assumed by Christ so that everything can be redeemed. And in this way, the fact that his manifestation is universal actually means that it is quite personal. So then, at this point, we bring this feast to our personal, individual hearts. St. Paul, in the second reading, when he was describing this mystery that was hidden before and then at some point in history was revealed, that Jesus came not only for the people of Israel, but for everyone, he made it very personal. And he said, "The mystery was made known to me." And this mystery has been made known to each one of us. The invitation for us today, ultimately, is to believe more in that which we have known, that not everyone knows. The Epiphany is an occasion, a very important one, to see again that mystery that we know, that perhaps we've grown accustomed to. So what do we believe in? Of course, we can mention a number of different aspects about our faith. And of course, we can even compare ourselves and think, well, that person knows more about our faith than me, or I know more than that person, or I feel closer to Christ, than etc. But if we go to what is absolutely essential and therefore simple, our faith as Christians, as Catholics, is quite simple. We believe that Jesus is God, that Jesus is the Christ. That sounds so obvious for us, and yet that is what we have to see again and believe again today. Jesus is Christ. Jesus is God. In our society in general, to say that there was a man named Jesus that lived 2,000 years ago is, okay, is not usually a source of tension or controversy, right? Everyone or most people will say, sure, there was a man named Jesus who lived, you know, back then in Israel, and some people might like him more, some people might not really like him, but most people will say, yes, there was a man named Jesus. But to say and believe that that man was God, and therefore that man is God, that will become a source of controversy and even tension for a simple reason. Because if we believe that he was more than just an interesting or wise man, then we have to obey him. Then we have to believe in the gospel completely, the same gospel, not one that we adapt to our times. And that could be different. That feels different. And that, yes, in that we are not necessarily in agreement. Today, as we see the manifestation of Jesus as God, we have to believe again in that very simple core of our faith. And for that, we're invited, the liturgy today invites us again and again to see and believe, to behold, as we sang in the entrance antiphon, to see and be radiant at what we see, as we heard in the first reading. But what do we see? Well, let's think about the experience of the Magi. They saw something, and they believed. But what did they see? So after they follow the star, we heard in today's gospel, they enter the house, and they saw something. But it is good to remember that what they saw was really nothing very spectacular. The gospel was very precise. They saw the child with Mary, his mother. And yet, that was enough for them because they believed and adored. It is about the disposition to see through the signs what is behind, to see that which we don't see, to know more what we already know, to go deeper in our faith. In the collect prayer, we pray for this, and we ask God that we, who know you already by faith, may be brought to behold the beauty of your sublime glory. So that is what we should try to do today, and that is the intention of our Mass. We already know Christ, and that's why we're here. Well, let's not get complacent with that. And let's remember that the Lord is inviting us to a deeper faith, that we can always grow in that faith, knowing more about Christ, which is very helpful, but ultimately getting to know him in a deeper way, in a more personal way, so that we can love him more and more. When we come to church for these celebrations, especially when we come in these important occasions, especially the solemnities, something should happen. Something should change in our lives. If nothing changes, if we go back in the same way, well, maybe we gain something. I'm not going to say that we gain nothing. Maybe some inspiration, maybe we like something, but that's not enough. These celebrations are transforming. There is a grace. Something happens again, and we should be open to that. So let us be open to what God is inviting us to do. As we are still in the beginnings of this new year, perhaps the celebration of the Epiphany, of the manifestation of Christ, can be an occasion for us to make a commitment to grow in our faith this year, to in some way get to know more about Christ. And we have so many wonderful opportunities for that here. But in the end, to know him more and more. That means something different for each one of us, but that means something. And we need to listen to what God is inviting us to do about that. How does he want to go deeper into our hearts and transform our lives? How is he inviting us to grow in this communion, in this relationship? Something has to change today. Something has to improve, and we have to grow in some way. St. Augustine, in his commentary on this feast, he highlighted the fact that the Magi went back to their country by another way. And he said that that precisely means that something has to change, that we cannot go back home to our daily lives in just the same way, that this feast has to affect us in some way. And he said, change of way means change of life. So let us pray that we will be open to this beautiful, wonderful manifestation of God's love, so that we will go back in a different way and have a particular resolution that will help us throughout this year to get to know Christ more and more, so that we can believe in Him more, hope in Him more, and love Him more.